it's once again back to the well in that guest catalog that just keeps building. It's not an athlete this time. It's not a coach. It's not an author or a writer, but it's another umpire. You know, we've had a couple umpires lately, but this one's unique because it's Vincent Chapman, the dancing umpire for the Savannah Bananas. Welcome to the We Don't Know Sports podcast, brother. How are you?
I'm great. I'm kind of feel a little bad you didn't call me an athlete. That's hurt my feeling a little bit.
Well, Greg told me what to say. I was just reading the card.
Blame me.
No, actually, I've not seen the Savannah Bananas play. And, you know, for people that don't know who they are, you're missing out. Greg, you've seen them. But the highlights I've seen all over social media on YouTube, I rescind my comment. Athlete Vincent Chapman, who also is the dancing umpire, joins the show.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on. I really do.
Hey, Chad, if you've seen his moves once live, you would retract that statement and realize he is athlete.
That's why I retracted it. I've seen him do a split, I think. Is that correct? Can you actually pull a split off?
Yeah, I mean, it's no gymnast split, but it's a fat boy split for sure.
I'm jealous. Nice. Simone Biles may not be jealous, but I can be.
So he touched on it. I went to two live games last year. I feel like banana ball is sweeping the nation. It's craziness. Like, for people who don't follow, it's almost like the modern day
Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yeah, of baseball. And like, but like, to me, I've had a great time both times. So real quick, if you want to touch on it, if you go down to the traditional stadium down there in Savannah, I know it's an older stadium. I've heard some older big leaguers have played there. Can you kind of touch on the experience down at the old ballpark and some memories down there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Grayson is a smaller stadium. It's the smallest stadium we play at now. They added 1,000 seats this year in outfield, so it's about 4,000 fans. But there's a lot of history there. Babe Ruth, you know, he's played there. You know, all the greats have played there. And it's pretty special, you know, to know that those guys have been at the same home plate that I brush off. You know, maybe not the same one, but the same vicinity.
Right.
But every game is – a lot of energy. It's packed. It is home. So we had our first day game ever 2 weeks ago at home, and it was electric. People got there super early and left, you know, hours after the game. Just it's if you've never been, you need to try at least coming once. Pretty sure that once you do, you won't like a regular baseball game as much as you did before.
So the thing that caught my attention the first time I went down there, Savannah obviously is that historical city, and then you have the Savannah Bananas in there, and you're like, let's go to the home stadium. So we go to pull in, and you're not pulling in on concrete pads. You're pulling into like you're going to the state fair under willow trees. But it was amazing from that step on, and you walk in and are like, how about a banana slushy? I'm like, well, sure.
When in Rome.
Like banana beer. We got banana beer there. I mean, it's
I know I might cross the line there a little on that one. I don't know if I can do the banana beer.
We can go with the slushies, I promise.
So I mean what's the biggest crowd? I know the home stadium's not very big, but you guys are a traveling show. You're like the circus, man. Like, what's the biggest crowd you guys have been in front of?
16,000, and that's gonna be surpassed
this year for sure.
Actually, in 2 days, we'll be playing at Minute Maid in Houston.
Yes.
So we have 41,000 people. It sold out in 40 minutes. So we play there on Saturday.
See, this is like a boom period, man. This is incredible because I didn't even know you guys existed until like last year. And now, like, you said 40 minutes, 40,000 tickets. That's pretty.
Do you know how many MLB teams wish they could do that?
I know.
Probably not all.
I know of at least 15.
I can count one for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so let me ask you this, because we're talking about banana ball, talking about traditional MLB. So in that baseball group, you have your mixture of the old traditionalists and the people that are open to new stuff. So I've been to two games. I'm an old school guy. However, there's no reason why a family can't enjoy a traditional baseball game and the Savannah Bananas with the banana ball rules for two different reasons, because
it's both entertainment.
Yeah. And I took my son to the one year when y'all came to Charleston, West Virginia last year. And like, there's no family experience that's better than that at a sporting event.
I would have to agree. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can enjoy it. You have an open mind. I like to say that baseball in Banana Land is kind of like a medicine for ADHD. There's something going on all the time, the whole game. Yes, if you're a baseball purist, great. That's it. Maybe not for you, but what we do is speed the game up. We take all the rules that are kind of slow, like timeouts, mound visits, stepping out of the box, bunting. You know, we take all those rules out. It's very, very fast paced. So our goal is to play 9 innings in less than 2 hours. And we do that about 95% of the time.
So explain to me, who hasn't been to a game, a little bit more about like what Banana's rules are.
Oh, that's what I said. I know there's 9 rules, and I know them pretty good, but I don't know them like you know them because you do your
split. He's got to call the book. He probably wrote the rule.
Go through the 9 rules for us and tell us, you know, about what each one means.
So there's actually 11 now.
You got to change sometimes.
Yeah, we're always blessing the show. And I'll tell you, one of the rules that they changed, I'll just get into that one first because it's probably a low part of my umpiring career. I've done it 26 years. Now there is a fan challenge. They can challenge any call that I make, fair, foul, safe, or out. And then each team gets a challenge. And if they get that challenge right, they keep that challenge throughout the game. But if you ever Google Savannah Bananas Tulsa, you'll see the thumbnail. And if anybody ever asks if Savannah Bananas is real or fake, that'll give you your answer out there because me and a player got into it the last call of the game. It was a heated moment.
I love it.
It is a real game. It's not scripted. The only thing scripted is the dances. And if this happens, this is what you'll do. So, for instance, if you get a double, this is what we'll do. If someone hits a home run, this is what we're going to do this game. So it's not like, hey, you're going to hit a home run. You're going to get hit by a pitch. You know,
I mean, that's kind of what the NFL does with their celebrations. It's so damn choreographed. I mean, it's not that groundbreaking after all. All right. So you said we have to find the video for Savannah Bananas Tulsa. I just want to make sure I get that right.
Just YouTube Savannah Bananas Tulsa. I think it's at an hour and 55 minutes. You'll see the end of the play. It's actually a showdown. That's what we have, extra innings. It's a pitcher, catcher, and one fielder. The fielder has to get the ball, throw it home before the runner scores. The runner has to try to score. Play at the plate, bang, bang, play. I got it wrong. Player got mad, put his hands on me, and unfortunately, I put my hands back on him. So
Heat of the moment, baby.
Heat of the moment. I was not seeing stars. I was seeing red.
I love it.
It happens to the best of us, man.
Yes, sir.
Since you know, clearly are talking about how it's not scripted, one of the things that I had saved, I want to definitely ask you, is I know you get some celebrities that pop up.
Hold on. He ain't even done with the rules yet.
Oh, we do got to talk about the rules. Yeah, but he got me thinking about off the script things.
You're
I want
jumping
to ask.
Ahead here. Now all there's right. 11 rules. All we right. talked about the fan challenge. That's only one rule, right?
All right, so let's.
Yeah, so we got 10
more rules, brother.
Pump the brakes. So, let's stop.
So there's no timeouts.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no mound visits. A batter can't step out of the box. If he does, it's a strike, unless it's a foul ball. Foul ball, foul tip, it's dead. He can reset. There's no bunting. If you bunt, you're ejected from the game.
I love that so much. Hey, I just recently bought this hoodie that said rules to bunting, and it says don't bunt. It says one, don't. What did it say? How'd the shirt go? It said rules of bunting. Number one, don't. Number two, hit a dinger.
Hit a dinger. There you go. I mean, bunting's great for the guy. I get it. For, you know, you were trying to advance a runner, I get it. It's not in banana ball. It sucks. That's what we like to say. Bunting sucks.
I mean, how many Juan Pierres you got running around out there? I mean, why are we bunting anyway?
Wait a minute.
These are all muscle-bound dudes that they leave the top two buttons unbuttoned. It's banana ball.
The Korean Baseball League has a bunt derby, and it's amazing.
Seen that, yeah.
Put a little respect on
Well, this is a Korea.
You're right, it's not. All right, what's the rest of the rules?
One of my favorite rules is if a fan catches a foul ball, it must be a clean catch. It can't be a bobbled catch if somebody else catches it. But a clean catch, it's an out.
Yes.
That's amazing. And last year we ended the game with a fan catching a foul ball for an out. It ended the game. Party Animals lost.
Part of me hopes it was Steve Bartman, but I know it wasn't.
It wasn't yet.
I mean, I can tell you this. The two games I went to, the fact that if you explain the rules to the kids and they know that if you catch a foul ball, their kids are watching and they're ready to run and catch every freaking foul ball out there. So they're on high alert right there. I'm telling you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So we added another rule this year. It's called the Golden Batter Rule. Think of the baseball classic when you had both A's pitching and batting. You had
Ohtani and Trout.
Ohtani and Trout going head to head. So the team gets to choose a golden batter. This batter can bat at any time in the lineup as long as you're able to get him off the base and you have a pinch runner. So as long as it's legal, you have a golden batter rule. So he can bat two times back to back if he wants. And it's already happened this year.
Is that not awesome?
Ghost runner on first.
Yeah. So
Jesus, that's amazing. I didn't know that rule. It's new this year though, right?
It's new this year. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, new this year.
Could you imagine if the Dodgers had that luxury? Of course, then again, if he hits a home run, I guess it's clear to me.
I don't know why he hit 900 home runs. He had four times more at bats than anyone in history.
So the other rule is 2-hour time limit. And with that, if it's tied after two hours, we go to a showdown. The showdown consists of a pitcher, catcher, one fielder, and a batter. If neither team scores, it goes to showdown two, which is just the pitcher, batter, and catcher.
So I gotta make sure I understand this. So it's almost like running the Oklahoma drill. Like it's a pitcher, a catcher, and one fielder, and wherever he hits it, dude's just got to make it around the bases before they throw it home.
Yep, that's right.
I don't know if it matters that much, but is it a force out at home or do they have to tag it?
It has to be tagged. Yeah.
Oh, yes. There ain't no waiting. There's got to be a play.
Got to be a play. And if it's a walk, if it's a ball for a sprint, there's a line that's 20 feet up the line. The pitcher has to run, and it has to be a handoff from the catcher. The pitcher runs and chases the batter all the way around the bases, and when he touches third base, he can throw it home.
Oh, but he's got to round it with him.
Absolutely, yeah. So the batter has a 20-foot advantage, 20-foot advantage of the pitcher.
All right, I need to find a game. I
knew he'd be in as soon as you explained.
Oh man,
good luck getting tickets, brother. There's over 2 million.
That's why I didn't go last time when you came to Charleston. I waited the next day to buy a ticket, and they're like, "You fool!
There's no tickets." We're selling out the what's it called there in Houston, 41K in 40 minutes. Good luck in Charleston, West Virginia.
I know there's people trying to sell parking spaces in the parking garage. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. You're known as the dancing umpire. So where did you learn how to dance? Is it self-taught or
how does one become
ballet?
How does one become a dancing umpire?
Yeah, so I've danced pretty much my whole life since I was real little. I've umpired since I was 15. In about 2008, I incorporated both of them on the baseball field. Started doing Dixie baseball, Little League baseball, dancing in between innings, just kind of breaking up the stress levels of these kids. You got parents yelling at them. You got coaches yelling at them. Your teammates are yelling at you. And I just wanted to make it fun because we all know that when you have fun, you do a lot better than anything we do. So it hit off. You know, a lot of people loved it. And then some thought that, you know, umpires shouldn't show any attention to themselves, you know, which and that's fine. They could think that way. My thought process wasn't, hey, look at me. My thought process was, hey, little Johnny's over there smiling, having a good time. That was my thought process.
All right. So how much did you study the late, great Leslie Nielsen and The Naked Gun?
Love that movie.
I knew it.
If it really was him doing that, that would have been very impressive. But that was a stunt double, and I guarantee you he was probably 15 years younger than him.
Oh, absolutely. But
very impressive moves. And I actually have done that video. I've actually practiced and rehearsed that move. And I tell you what's harder, the little backflip spin when you go dip and turn, that's harder than doing the splits.
A little dip and turn, and then you slide into the moonwalk, right? Isn't that how it goes? Yeah.
Yeah, you
Man, see, this is a good get right here, man. This is amazing. All right, so I got to get to a bananas game, but one of the things that had me interested, and I was so anxious, I wanted to ask you.
So, are the rules over? Do you got any more?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that was. Yeah, I think that was the
right. I counted because.
All right. I was making sure.
I appreciate that. I'm glad we stayed the course there, but I need to know, what is it like when you bring in somebody like John Cena?
Oh.
Like, just, and is there anybody else? I saw that one this year, and you
does
know,
anyone else stick out?
I saw his batting stance technique. Like, he really bought into the whole vibe of what the bananas was. But talk about that experience, and anybody else that you want to talk about that might have made an appearance.
Yeah, so John Cena was a surprise for all of us. They had all the guys, both teams in one locker room, said, "Hey, guys, we're going to do a video." It was a day game, so they had to be there at like 8 o'clock in the morning. They're like, "Oh, my gosh, a video." You know, obviously, it's early in the morning. We got to do a video. So all of us were sitting. I was in the umpire room and heard all this commotion, all this screaming. And I was like, dang, they must have really enjoyed this video. You know, so I get out, and they, like, one guy said, "Dude, John Cena's here." I was like, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "Where's he at?" He was on the field getting ready to do his walk-up. So they rehearsed his walk-up. And he took pictures with every single player there. I mean, he for 20 minutes, he was taking pictures with all of us. Just the humblest he can be. Nice. Super, super nice guy. Here. Come out in cargo shorts and T-shirt. You'd never know he was worth like $80 million, you know. Just humble as can be.
We like to hear that, and that makes us happy. And he looked like he genuinely like wanted to be there. Like, he had fun.
Yeah, I don't think they made him be there. I think he kind of wanted to go. You know, I don't think he can make John Cena do anything.
Yeah,
you know, that's true. But, you're right.
But yeah, he's a big dude. I think his arms are bigger than my head. but he's not very tall. He's only like 5'9", 5'10". He's not. Super.
What are they listing as? Like 6'3"?
They try to trick you, and they all wear shoes that make them look big. That's what they do. I don't know. I think college basketball does the same thing. Yeah. Look
at Charles Barkley's like 6'4", and he played at 6'8".
Oh no, I'm 6'8".
What were you?
Other players, go ahead.
Johnny Damon, Johnny Gomes, Jake Peavy, Papelbon, CC Sabathia, Johnny Bench. You know, all these guys.
Spaceman. He's regular.
The Spaceman?
Yeah.
Bill Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Lee, number 77-year-old Bill Lee.
And he really, yeah, like, there was somebody who drank a beer and came out there and pitched.
That was Bill Lee.
He's 77.
Yeah.
That's on brand for him, though.
Most creative people I ever met. He says what's on his mind, and there's no telling what's on his mind.
That's awesome.
Real quick, before we kind of got recording, you know, we were saying nice representing the baseballism there, and you said you're kind of an ambassador to him. So do you want to talk about that any at all?
Yeah. So if you go to baseballism.com or go to the stores itself at checkout, it's Dancing Ump 15, and you'll get 15% off your order. It's, you know, much as you want to shop there, as many times as you use that code.
Let's make that go big.
So I have one final question. So for the purists, for the people who's open to new things, is there room for MLB and banana ball in the same world here?
100%, because if you know anything about banana ball, it's fans first entertainment. Everything that we do is for the fans. Every idea we come up with is for the fans. If MLB comes with that same general idea of, hey, without fans in these seats, we're not making money. Yeah, we'll make the money on TV, but we're not making money on people in the seats. And if they can get that, if they can put down that wall where, you remember when Joey Votto sat by a fan?
Yes,
before last? Yes. It went viral. It went crazy because MLB star sit with a family during the game. Why can't we do more of that? Why can't we have these guys let down their guard a little bit? Because I know some of them want to. I mean, I've had a lot of MLB players that have retired and saying, man, what y'all do is something we've always needed. You know, well, so.
I mean, no, you're 100%. And, you know, something that I've learned from Greg and the baseball group he's got with all these former players, like, they do want to interact with fans. Like, I mean, we've got all different types of careers and longevity, all-stars, Hall of Famers or whatever, but yeah. And you're right about the Votto thing. And like, that was touching, but like these players, especially with like stars signing these long-term contracts.
I feel like they've gotten better recently. I feel like there was a moment where they were just kind of standoffish.
But isn't that Major League Baseball's biggest problem is not marketing their stars?
They don't market their stars, but I feel like they're more carefree now. But I want to go back real quick to the moment that I went to a game here in Charleston, West Virginia. So, no, it sold out really quick. So, like you said, and here's the thing people don't realize. You buy tickets, you don't get reserved seats.
It's just general admission.
So, and then here's the only problem I have with that. I'm just going to tell you, even though you're in here, because then people start reserving, holding, like trying to hold 12 seats, and then you got fist fights breaking out. And I'm like, they're not here. I'm sorry. I got here early, so clear out half this row.
I agree with you 100%. I'm there with you. No, I
wasn't even making that point, but when I was going to my story, I just stopped because it made me
angry. No, I get
you. It brought up a moment, and you just –
I was going to the good moment, though, because we were in right field, standing room only, and the right fielder, he looked like Christian Yelich. I don't know what his name is, but he was freaking stud. So then Landon's out there. He's like, here, drop this ball down. I'll sign it during the game. He signs it, throws the ball back up, and then there's a foul ball, and he's like, hey, give me your cell phone. So then Landon hands him a cell phone. He's like, come here. Let's get a selfie. This is why the game's going on. And Landon was like, Dad, this is amazing. And like, this is a 14-year-old, you know, getting ready to turn 15-year-old son, and his mind was blown.
Yeah, that's what we're about, man. They find really good athletes, but if you don't have the people skills where you love people, then you're not a fit for Banana Land. You're not a fit for our organization. You know, we pride in ourselves in treating the treating people the way we want to be treated. Right. I know as a fan growing up in Texas, going to Texas Rangers and waiting for that autograph, and it never happened. It's kind of like you get there early so you can get an autograph,
right?
And it doesn't happen. Well, here you're guaranteed to get an autograph. You're guaranteed if you're willing to stick around to be there, somebody's going to sign your stuff.
I don't think anybody's saying that Major League Baseball needs to be exactly like the Bananas, but maybe learn something, you know, maybe when you're trotting out for in between innings that maybe you can take the long way around or something like that. But
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the fan experience, and that's really what the Bananas are, is this interactive fan experience. And, you know, there's a reason why the tickets go so hot. Like, it's not just because it's a buzz or it's like, no, like people are genuinely having a good time. And they, I mean, it's people in other towns will tell each other like, oh, you won't believe what we went and saw, but it's a traveling show. So how many games a year do you guys get to do?
There'll be 94 total this year. That's between the Party Animals and the Bananas. I'll do 87 games this year. There's six games that both teams are playing at the same time.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is it sounds like not a lot of load management. You guys are going to strap up and play every day.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Well, this year's been great because I live in Texas. We only play on the weekends. We only play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If we have an MLB game, it plays only on Saturday. So I'm able to come back home to Texas and work my IT job the days I have off, and I'll fly out the day before the game. So the schedule's a lot better than it was last year. Yes, last year we played on Mondays, we played on Wednesdays, we played on Thursdays. It didn't matter. This year they've done a lot better job of scheduling our games to fit times.
Do you guys get a lot of retention with the players, or is it a lot of new faces every year?
I think they added like 10 new players this year.
Between most the two of time, teams?
There's three teams now.
Are you got the Party Animals, Bananas, and who else?
And now we're starting the Firefighters. They'll start in this summer.
Firefighters. Come on. They're definitely going to have three buttons down.
Probably not even a shirt. Probably just straps.
I hope their batting helmets are exactly what I think.
I'm wondering why this shit's selling out.
I'm not wondering anymore. I've seen the light. Hallelujah.
Wow. All right.
So a lot of the same faces, and it's grown up to three teams. I wonder, are we ever going to get to the point? Are you guys trying to make your own league? Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, I believe that's the whole point in adding teams.
Yeah. Put that on the Ocho. I'll watch. I mean, that's good stuff. Because it's like you said, it's not scripted. I think that's a misconception I had. I thought that it was just you kind of knew what was going to happen, and you know, it's
you
like
can't control if old dude Jack's one.
Yeah, but let's make sure we lob him some fastballs that aren't too bad right across. No, there's none of that, right? It's just they're going out there to win.
There's not, and unfortunately, I get yelled at, cussed at, just like a regular ball game.
Yeah, come on, Blue.
Maybe a little bit more because I don't have the control. I mean, I do have the control. But I'm not trying to throw out any players for this game. I mean, if somebody's here to watch that player, I hate to be me to be the bad guy and kick that guy out and then not be able to see that guy. So I can take a little bit of the come on Blues, you know what I mean? And I've gotten better. Last year I did 38 games in a row. The 39th game was when Tulsa happened, and I was I'm only 5'6", brother, with shoes on. So it didn't take much to get over my head. And it hit me pretty good, and I felt so bad afterwards. But hey, we plus the show. Now we got the fan challenge. We got each team's got a challenge. So if that never happened, we would never have those rules in place. And everything happens for a reason. And I believe there's a positive in every negative situation. You just got to find it.
Yeah, and the positive is going to be, you know, Sunday. It's Tulsa 2.0. Now you guys are going to sell tickets for that show because they saw the first one.
Yeah,
it's like can't wait.
Yes,
well, I'll tell you what. I met John Cena, so he better watch out, bro. Because I'll do more than look at him.
They're going to get Endeavor, whatever that company's called. Oh, you can't see him.
Oh, I love it. I think that's a good place to wrap, man.
It is, man. We appreciate you joining us so much, Vince. It's been a pleasure getting to speak with you and get to know you a little bit. Definitely, to everyone listening, man, support these guys. This is amazing. Like I got to tell you, try to support them. You got to get in line early and buy that ticket. But if they're coming to a town near you, you can't pass them up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to send you the invite for that America's Pastime group and then join. And I want to welcome you to the group so everyone knows who you are and give you a great welcome. There's about 50K in there, so I think you need that.
Very nice. Well, I sure appreciate that so much. Thank y'all so much for having me on and asking me to get on here. I really enjoyed it. Y'all are awesome people, man. Keep up the beard game. Keep the beard game strong, baby. Yeah.
I can't touch yours. Yours is too good. I got to put some water on mine or something.
At least y'all have hair. Look at that, man.
Hey, look at this. That's the one thing I got left, brother.
y'all lucky dogs.
Hey, one more time as we go away. What's the code on baseballism?
Dancing ump 15.
All right. Amen. Thank you so much, Vincent. Have a wonderful rest of your day, man. We'll see you later.
You the man.
Take it easy, guys.
See you, bud.